In this season of Easter, we're exploring the Book of Lamentations. This seems like an easy fit given the whole world is currently lamenting COVID-19, and we can even see COVID-19 in the Book of Lamentations. But wherever we see the death and destruction of COVID today, we need to be aware that this virus has only pointed deeper and older forms of death and destruction. Things like racism, inequality, environmental degradation, our broken healthcare system. Indeed, there is much to lament in our world. The words in the first chapter of Lamentations invite us into a story. They are spoken by a people who have experienced a huge and devastating tragedy, and their words invite us to sit with them, to listen to them, to hear their words and feel their pain. And this is a challenging invitation, because we are not always good at knowing how to respond to suffering. As individuals, when we're forced to confront tragedy, we do our best to find the right response, but we often feel like we fall short, because it's hard. In the same way, when we're confronted by suffering collectively, our response often falls short, especially in our country. We find all sorts of ways to avoid sitting with pain and suffering. We want to move quickly to hope, to look on the bright side, to do what we can to avoid suffering. When we can't avoid it, we do all that we can to make sure it is quickly behind us and we're off to happier things. This may be why the Book of Lamentations doesn't show up that often in the American church and the American church services. In the Book of Lamentations, we have a collective response to pain and suffering. The people of the kingdom of Judah are left utterly defeated as the empire of Babylon has totally destroyed their city, destroyed their temple, and hauled a ton of people off into exile. Only a small remnant is left behind. And the Book of Lamentations represents a collective effort by that group of people to respond to this tragedy. Sun Chen-Ra, in his book Prophetic Lament, talks about how the people in exile were tempted to respond to this tragedy by following the advice of false prophets who were giving them false hope. These prophets were preaching to the people that God would save them soon, that this would all be over. They were promising to ease their suffering and show them the right way. Now, these would have been tempting words to people who were still reeling from the tragedy they had experienced. Yet Jeremiah rebukes these prophets, saying they are pointing people away from God. Jeremiah calls the people to continue to be God's people, even though they are in exile. As I thought about this response to tragedy, I thought about how we can still see it in our world today. Turn on the TV and you'll see people saying, "This virus is no big deal. Let's open things back up. All is well. We just need to move on." Scroll through social media for a minute and you'll see someone claiming to have the inside information on coronavirus. They have the information we really need to get through all this. If we go back to Lamentations, as we read the words of that small remnant of people, we find a different response to tragedy: lament. And I believe that as the church, we have an opportunity to model this way of lament, to practice lament in a world that is hurting. Scholars have pointed out that the first chapter of Lamentations echoes an ancient funeral dirge, a piece that would have been shared together when someone in the community had died. That remnant of people was having a funeral for the city that they loved, mourning over a body that lies in ruins in their midst. To quote Ra on this point, "This is not the moment to explain or justify suffering. It is not even the moment to plead for a better future. Lamentations 1 provides the space and time to mourn. The funeral dirge does not allow for the denial of death, nor does it allow for the denial of culpability in that death. The funeral dirge is a reality check for those who witness suffering and allows mourning that is essential for dealing with death." And this is the first step in lament: honestly sitting with what happened and mourning with those who are hurting. However, the church has not always been good on this step. Ra uses the example of systemic racism, pointing out we have not always been good at mourning this injustice. Indeed, there are times when we didn't even acknowledge the body in the room during the funeral. When faced with huge and painful injustices like racism, we are tempted by the other response to suffering. To listen to false prophets who say things like, slavery was a long time ago, we just need to get over it. Who call us to move beyond racism and into a different world. Who downplay the oppression and the pain that has happened. For the church to truly model lament in our world today, we need to cultivate space to mourn. But that also means being truthful about what we are mourning. To practice lament with those who are suffering means acknowledging the source of their suffering and its impact on people and communities. Again, it's easy to see COVID in Lamentations. But we need to be aware that this virus is pointing us to larger and older things. To lament means to acknowledge things like income inequality, racism, broken healthcare system, sexism, homophobia. There is much to lament in our world. And if we are to be people that model lament to our world, we need to help create space to honestly mourn. And maybe, just maybe, as we sit in suffering and solidarity with others, there we will find the path through death and grief into new life.